It was like meeting Louis Armstrong. I first heard him with Basie at the fair and again at Sweet's Ballroom. And I talked to him at Sweet's a little bit, and or I stood around and watched him put his trombone in his case anyway. When he put his book out, Dickie Wells, there was an article on him in the International Musician, the Union magazine. So I wrote to him, care of Local 802 in New York, and asked him something about a mouthpiece. And he wrote back a very cordial letter calling me old dude, O-L apostrophe dude. So we exchanged Christmas cards for a while. Then 1978, I think it was, I went to New York and Boston with my wife, Millie, and we went to that place on the Upper West Side in New York City. Well, Earl Warren and Dickie Wells had a small band there, so I talked to him a little bit there and heard him play. He was playing just as nutty as ever, but he had been mugged by that time. He was in a couple of muggings he had in his life, and it seemed like his stature was smaller. I also saw him with Earl Hines and talked to him when Hines was at the Hangover Club. And Dickie Wells was really at the height of his powers then. He was arranging for Hines and playing. That was before Hines went into the Hangover for his long Dixieland stay. ¶¶